Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
You're listening to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of NFL draft prospects. And we'll be quickly approaching the end of April for that 2017 NFL draft in Philly this year. But one of the young men aiming to make their path towards that next level is the former Mississippi State DB turned Middle Tennessee State DB, Deontay Evans. Fantastic talent. Deontay, we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us. Can you believe your time as a collegiate player has come and gone, and now you prepare for the next step?
Oh, man, Bo, man, this is like a real dream come true. Man, I've been waiting for this moment for years. It's been so long. But, you know, I feel like I'm very prepared for it, and I'm just ready to take that next step.
When does it sink in? I mean, obviously you're playing in the SEC, Mississippi State. You graduate, you have eligibility left, so you go to Middle Tennessee. But, I mean, when you're at Mississippi State, when does it kind of occur to you, like, hey, you know what, I believe I have a shot? I mean, do the coaches say, hey, Deontay, we see something in you? Or do you have some great games against great guys that are in the league? I mean, how do you kind of judge yourself to say, hey, I got what it takes?
I feel like I got tested my redshirt freshman year when, you know, I had a chance to be able to step into that role and play a lot of big-time games. So I feel like after my redshirt freshman year, that's when it kind of hit me, like, I can do this and I can really take my talent to the next level. So, yeah.
And then for you, growing up, how did you kind of evolve into a safety? I mean, I'm sure you probably played both sides of the ball growing up, but, I mean, how did you kind of know this was the position that was going to get you the farthest?
Oh, man, when I was young, man, I played how kids are. They want to play every position. But the main position everybody wanted to play was quarterback, of course. When I was younger in junior high, I played receiver and quarterback. I played a lot of positions. Then when I got to eighth grade, I played running back. It occurred to me that, you know, I was a good running back also in high school. So when I had got to the ninth grade, I stopped playing all offense positions and I ended up playing safety, which I had never played before, but my daddy preferred that I had, you know, play that position. So by the end of my freshman year in high school, I ended up starting for the varsity during that year, and I had caught led the team with 0 interceptions, tackling everybody, and then, you know, that's when it hit me, like, I can really play this position at the next, you know, at the college level. And that's when it started, I mean, you know, progressing on to, like, you know, me playing safety my 10th grade year. But then when we got to my 11th grade year, I was so good at running back, I stayed at running back because I was, you know, I was the best athlete on our team by then. So I played running back my junior senior year in high school. And that's when all them offers started rolling in, and, you know, offers from here and there. Then I committed to Mississippi as an athlete. So really me and my daddy had a long talk with what position I wanted to play in Mississippi State. And he, you know, he helped me with that and told me I should play safety because it's really my natural born, you know, position.
Yeah. So all the dad, huh? Back in ninth grade,
oh, yeah,
he said try the safety out. So,
Good
thing,
oh,
you,
yeah,
listen to your dad. Some kinds of kids are hard-headed.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir, man. My daddy, man, he helped me through a lot, man. He helped me through this process. Man. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
You said in ninth grade he helped him decide, or at least kind of lead him down the path to switching sides of the football and put him on at that safety position. And now,
yes, sir.
The NFL draft rolls around. For you, go under the hood a little bit. I mean, if you're, you know, you're watching, kind of pop.
Yes, sir, Bo. What do you say, Bo?
I said, you know, if you're in a film room with some scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you?
Oh, they're going to love my hard work and my tenacity to come to the ball. And plus, I'm a great tackler in open space. That's what they're going to love about me. Don't know tacklers really get past me. He can be 40 yards in front of me, I'm going to end up getting the ball down. That's the one thing about me. I'm a great tackler.
And how so? I'm curious. I mean, you know, we know that tackling is a lost art. I mean, you watch games and you just see such lousy efforts. I mean, just, you know, crappy wrap-ups. I mean, just guys kind of just maybe dipping a shoulder and not even putting them. I mean, how did you kind of teach yourself to kind of say, hey, you know what, this is a technique, it's an art, and I'm going to perfect it?
Well, it does come with time, but I developed it when I was younger. I was a great form tackler. I don't hit people with my head because, you know, that's not how you do it. It's how you end up getting hurt. It's just, you know, it's you got to practice it a lot, you know. My high school coach, you know, he was very, very, you know, he was very critiqued about that. He helped me out when I was in high school. Because I got a lot of feeling with me that, you know, then grabbing my feet, getting up under myself, you know, making that open field tackle for a touchdown. I did so much in college.
That's awesome.
Places safeties are the last line of defense, so, you know, you can't miss that tackle or it's a touchdown for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, a lost art, and guys who do it well, it's fun to see. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, is there anything that scouts may not see watching film? Sometimes it's the defense you run. Coaches ask you to do other things. You know, you just can't do what you want all the time. But, you know, I mean, what don't they know about you that they have to know about you because it's going to help you get to that next step?
My man-to-man skills is ridiculous because I'm either deep middle or I'm rolling down. Now, at Middle Tennessee this past year, I showed a lot of film of me, you know, having deflections and being able to cover and stuff like that. But Mississippi State, I'm always in the middle of the field or, you know, I'm rolling down in that box, which I love to do. That's why I'm really known for, rolling down the box and getting big down there. But, yeah, my covering skills, oh, yeah, a lot of deflection. Oh, yeah, for sure. I got good man-to-man skills.
Excellent. Nice, and that's what they need to know. Once again, Deonte Evans, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always listen to it again at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Then we'll be featuring his draft bio page. We like to say it'll be your one-stop shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. You said you graduated. Congratulations on that. And then you played some football at Middle Tennessee State. These next few months, I mean, do you plan on training at a certain facility? Kind of how, I guess, do you plan on attacking this next phase of your life and being in the best possible condition, you know, in preparation for this jump?
I plan on training in Dallas. You know, it's a big spot and a well known area for a lot of athletes. The Michael Johnson facility over there is very nice, and I heard, you know, a lot of great players have been through there. So that's why I plan on training there.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, Michael, those guys, they do a terrific, terrific job. I usually just see them when we're at the combine because they usually have the suites filled up and, you know, they're getting the massages and getting guys ready for each workout. But like I said, great clientele, and obviously that's a result from the, you know, the work they put into it. I'm curious. Obviously, I mean, I have to bring it up. Mississippi State, hottest name in the NFL is from Mississippi State. You probably know where I'm going with this. I mean, what are your thoughts when you play with Dak Prescott? What type of guy is he?
Oh, man, Dak is the most well-known. He's so well-known around Mississippi. Before he all the fame, the hardest-working guy you will ever see. Hardest-working guy. Nothing never fazed him. And see, I was through, you know, I've been there since, you know, the times where he was red-shirted and he ain't played a college game yet. And, you know, I walk in there as a freshman, you know, trying to know what's going on. But my first time in the weight room, he caught all my eyes, bro, because how hard he worked. He said, God, man, this man, he'll work so hard. It's ridiculous. And then, you know, And he got better too. And like he wasn't, you know, going back a level. He got better in the weight room. And like, wow, you know, and it transpired to the field. And then as he redshirt, you know, he redshirt sophomore year, he broke it to the scene. I mean, there wasn't no looking back no more. And he just, you know, took seizure of his opportunity.
He's
a great guy.
Phenomenal. Yeah, you know, I saw him down in the Senior Bowl. It seemed like a nice kid. Yeah, he come across as a really nice kid. I mean, you're just, you know, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just talking with guys, you can just tell him genuinely.
Very respectful.
Just a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
How about your teammate, Richie James? What's your thoughts on him?
Oh, Richie James? Oh yeah. Richie. Oh yeah. He's the kind of guy everybody would want, man. He's a blue collar guy.
Nice. We had him on the show over the summer. So, like I said.
Oh yeah, I did. Okay.
I was excited. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I told you yesterday everything died. We had no power, the phone, it was just a funky day electronic wise. But I was gonna text Richie. And then I usually, if I can get teammates or guys at the same school, I usually like to have them scorch you. So I was going to text them, try to get some dirt on you to tease you about, you know, but like I said, I didn't have time to do that. But
if I get you back on,
Deontay, I'm going to do it.
Hey, me and Richie, yeah. Man, we came in together, man. Me and Richie grew up. We've been through a lot, man.
he's a good kid. I'm just showing you the talent. You, Richie, like I said, Middle Tennessee State, the Blue Raiders getting it done. And our guest today, Deontay Heavens, has got it done. Comparisons to anyone, or is there anyone that, you know, you kind of pattern yourself after at that next level?
Well, you know, I always want to pattern myself. You know, I always want to make a name for my own self. But, you know, there's always one guy that stood out to me since I was little, man. Everybody knows where I'm from. It's Eric Berry.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Berry is the definition of all-around playmaking safety, the definition of it. And I always wanted to admire my game around him so much when I was in junior high and high school. It's ridiculous. Like, he's everything you want in a safety.
We talked about, you know, you're so good at playing in the box. Do you sometimes think that, you know, you're being able to make tackles and being so dominant up front near the line of scrimmage that people kind of don't take notice of what you can do downfield?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It always do. You know, for any player that's mostly gone, that they always, you know, other people, you know, would think, well, if he rolls him down that much, you know, it must be the fact, you know, okay, he got to have weakness in the covering skills. But, I mean, middle field is really my best, really. When the ball's in the air, I'm going to go up there and attack it. And I can, you know, I got instance where I can judge to wherever the ball's going to go. You know.
I hear you.
Yes, sir.
You chatty out there, Deontay?
Sir?
Are you chatty out there? Do you like to talk a little bit when you're out there?
Oh, yes, for sure. I like to communicate. I like to do hand signals, actually. I like hand signals. So you can't talk because, you know, it's so loud. Where I'm used to playing it when I was in Mississippi State, it's so loud, you ain't going to be able to talk. So you got to use hand signals. So I'm so used to that.
Excellent stuff, man. We're almost out of time. That's how quick it all went. We're going to have to get you back on. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. Now, usually, Deontay, this is the question you guys enjoy answering the most. I think you guys get the most gratification out of this question, but here it goes. Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you taking to dinner?
Ooh, any celebrity? Oh, man. It would have to be Megan Good, for sure.
Megan Good, Dave. Yeah, it's all good with Megan.
Her
name is brought up frequently, so you're not alone wanting to take her out. Yeah, she might be
Megan
about 300
good,
pounds
sure.
by the time you guys got her. Everybody took her out to lunch that comes on the show because she'd be invited quite a bit. Now, you got Middle Tennessee State, you got Mississippi State, so you can choose from either one. Could even be yourself. We're looking at a funny, off-the-wall, crazy nickname. Who was it and how'd they get it?
Crazy off the wall nickname.
Yes, sir.
Oh, let me see. I would have to think. Oh man, it's Mississippi State, man. I had so many good guys and personality changes, man. Nick James, Mississippi State. Big 6'5", 340-pound D tackle. His nickname was Guwop.
Cool.
They call him Tony Guwop. Man, look. We don't even know. He just probably thought about it one day. We just wanted us to call him that. Sorry, I don't even know. But man, he's the funniest character I ever met in my life, man. I'm happy I met a guy like Nick Giant, man. He's a great guy.
Excellent stuff. And then the final question before you, we paired up with Creative Illustration, and like I said, they paint cleats. If you could get any cleat painted, what would you want on those cleats?
If I can get any cleat painted,
yeah,
I would get my grandmother painted on my cleats.
There you go.
I would get my grandmother.
Yeah.
Because you know she means the world to me. She's my heart.
Awesome. Is she still around? If you don't, she's still alive?
Oh yes, sir. Oh yes, sir. She's back.
Okay.
She's back in Mississippi.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if she passed. You wanted him as a memory or just, you know. So, well, good. She's still around. Well, maybe we get done. And then, like I said, pro day, who knows? I know Artie Burns had his mother, Steelers rookie from Miami. I saw him after the Giants game, and he had, they look pretty smooth, to be honest with you. So, hey, Deontay, we stay with us. Collegiate career.
So we say, boy, you kind of can't hear you a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said it just. I know you're going to be off to bigger and better things. Don't forget about us, and hopefully we'll talk to you. Yeah, that sound good?
Oh yes, sir.
Once again, that is Deontay. Now, Middle Tennessee safety also spent some time. Well, spent his previous years at Mississippi State. Kids, like I said, just a dominating guy at the line of scrimmage. And you know, anytime you do something extremely well, they're always going to knock you for maybe what you don't do. I mean, if you're running back and if you rush for 2,000 yards, you don't catch a pass, they don't think you can catch. If you're a tight end who's great at blocking, they say you can't catch, vice versa. If you're a great safety that comes down and can dominate that line of scrimmage, they're going to question the back end of it. But obviously he explained it. And like I said, it kind of sounded like he almost enjoyed that more than wrapping up guys. But like I said, fantastic talent. And we do appreciate him. Spend some time with us. Again, if you want to listen to more of him, you can listen to this again at iTunes, at your leisure, Blog Talk Radio at your leisure. Download it. Take a walk with it. Listen to it when you're either on, and we'll be putting his draft bio up. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.